On Skidaway Island today, you'll find a state park, a marine science institute, and a private golf community. But 150 years ago, right after the Civil War, it was home to a monastery and a school for former slaves. An Armstrong State University professor and a team of student archaeologists are digging up the hidden history on the site of the former school. I went along to check it out. On an empty lot in Skidaway's private landings club, Armstrong student Kaylee Maracle uses a wooden frame to catch each shovelful of dirt her professor tosses up from a hole in the ground.
The horizontal part has a grate on the bottom, so when you stick the dirt in, any of the loose or small pieces will fall through. That way the bigger pieces will stay in it, and you can just check through it and see if there's any artifacts in it.
Usually, there aren't. The screen catches a lot of oyster shells, acorns, and scraps of roots. But sometimes, they uncover a fragment, like a metal object that Maracle examines with fellow student Chase Freeman.
I think it looks like the metal piece of a desk.
Yeah, that's what everyone else was saying, that it, metal.
Well, you see the flat bar? That's where the wood would sit.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. See, this is the stuff that I love about digging, is finding things like this and just the mystery behind the objects. Like, what is it? What was it used for? Who used it?
Most of what they've found is small everyday objects. A spoon, buttons, a hook the monks would have used to fasten their cloaks. Professor Laura Seifert says these items show small slivers of daily life for the people who ran the school and those who studied there. But taken together, they start to paint a bigger picture.
We can ask, you know, what did education mean for them? And then we can also look at the lives of the monks. Many of them were born in Europe. They came over here. You know, what was their motivation for being here?
Most of what we know about freedmen's schools doesn't come from artifacts like Seifert and her students are finding.
I know of no archaeological work done on freedmen's education. None whatsoever.
That's Ronald Butchart, an emeritus professor at UGA. He spent his career studying the education of formerly enslaved people, which he says is a critical piece of history.
Southern poor black families knew that literacy was essential if they were going to protect their freedom. It didn't protect their freedom. Their freedoms were taken back away from them, but they certainly believed that knowledge was power.
There's actually a lot of information about freedmen's schools in old documents and letters, teaching methods, the names of students and teachers, details about their daily lives. But Butchart says a dig like this one is important no matter what it uncovers.
We're not going to get anything out of this work that scholars would say, oh, shit, we didn't know that. But I think, you know, to the extent that anyone pays attention for the people in that area to say, oh, there was a black school here in 1868. There was a black school here in 1875. Who was attending?
Butchart thinks that educating locals could help crack through negative stereotypes about black education, ideas that he says mask just how important schooling was to people coming out of slavery. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.